Hey, Dreamers, this is Dave T. Koenig, actor, writer, director, producer, comedian, all-around swell dude, and host of the Bring Your Own Lunch podcast. I want you to keep on dreaming. Have a dream. Go after it. Tackle life and do what you feel you need to do to make yourself happy, because we only get one chance in this world, and you might as well enjoy it.
This is the Dreamers Podcast, where dreamers share their stories to inspire you. Now, join host Joe Pardo as he interviews a dreamer who's living their dreams.
Hey Dreamers, I'm Joe Pardo, and today I am talking with Ferdy Garcia, who is making his dreams come true by working in the production industry. Glad to have you on the show, Ferdy.
Good to be here, Joe.
Is it okay to call you Ferdy? I mean, I know your name's Fernando, but...
It's fine. There's like a whole story behind that.
I'm sure there is. Actually, before this, I told my wife, she asked who I was going to talk with, and I said... Ferdy, and she's like, Fergie, what?
Yep, that's it. That's it. Freddy? Fergie? No, it's Ferdy. No, you know what? It's just Fernando, so.
Well, today we're going to get into the topic of work ethic. But before we get into that topic, why don't you give some background about yourself?
Well, my background is in photography. I started with a camera in high school doing yearbook and I got out of high school, and then I worked for the company that did the yearbook photos, and then it just went from one thing to another, and now I work predominantly as a photo assistant at HSN in St. Pete, and also freelancing around, plus I also freelance as a production assistant on various commercials and things in the area, but my main focus is lighting. I work in and around Orlando as well. I've also done some things with Disney and Universal.
Oh, very cool. What kind of stuff have you worked on? Would it be anything of note?
Yeah. I did a week shoot with Disney where it was a lot of advertising work. And, it'd be 4 a.m. call times and we'd have to do all of our work before, I'd say, 9 or 10. And those were some fun times. It was a lot of moving around, you know, making sure that we stuck on schedule and got the shot. Recently, I was a camera utility, meaning like, you know, I assisted the camera operator with Steve Harvey's show. They were there for a week at Universal and CityWalk, and I was helping on that, and that was a fantastic experience.
Well, I mean, it sounds really awesome, especially since you don't live in an area like California or New York.
Precisely. It could be greener. It was greener here in the past. There used to be a lot more work, but these days the production community is pretty tight-knit. It's not as easy to break in these days, especially for someone in like my position now.
So with that said, what would you say the biggest roadblock you've come across is?
Biggest roadblock would be, trying to get in with people. Sometimes the work isn't always there for them to hire you. And, you know, you pretty much only have that one opportunity to show them what you got the first time that they call you and you work for them. You just hope it goes well and you just try your best. And a lot of that is, you know, work ethic. You got to make sure you show up early, first one to leave. No, first one to get there, last one to leave. There you go. No, not the first one to leave. Definitely not. Not a good look. But, you know, it has a lot to do with work ethic. And that was something that took a little bit for me to learn. You know, I watched some mentors of mine and, you know, they show me the high standards that that I should be subscribing to while working.
Yeah, it's difficult. It's something that not every person gets right away. And, you know, it's easy for people to look at things like, oh, man, I am so good at what I do that I don't have to do anything extra. I don't have to show up early. I don't have to leave late. And not like hours and hours later, but you know what I mean. Staying till it's done and everybody else is like, okay, we're wrapped up and we're ready to go now.
One of the big things in production is like you never know who you're working with or for, but, you know, don't just show up to set – do what you need to do and leave, you know, like jump in there. And if the art department needs help, then go ahead and help the art department. If you're not doing something, then, you know, see who else needs help. And people remember those kinds of things. And they say, that guy was a hard worker. I appreciated that. And they'll remember your name and they'll throw your name in there next time when somebody is asking them for people to hire. So it really, really pays off when you just go that extra mile to help somebody out. And on top of that, you know, just think about it. If you're there and you're working, and you know, sometimes the conditions can get pretty bad. It could be raining and you had to be moving all this sorts of stuff all over the place. And, you know, for some reason your assistant didn't show up that day. You know, wouldn't you want someone to come and help you out? It's the nice thing to do. It's only logical. That golden rule, treat people how you want to be treated.
Yeah, going above and beyond is good. Even if it's not on a set, and even if it's, you know, just any job, anywhere, anytime, being able to just contribute to the best of your knowledge and the best of your ability. But at the same time, on the other side of that coin is sometimes you need to know when not to do too much. And a good example of that would be, like you said, like, oh, well, maybe the art department needs help, right? But does the person that you're working under want that? You know what I mean? Like, you have to know when to say, you know, when to make that decision yes and when to make no.
Precisely. And gaining that knowledge requires experience and a growing wisdom. So, you know, I say that, and the story I'm specifically remembering is that Steve Harvey show I mentioned, I came the first day. I got to set about a half hour early, which, by the way, if you don't already do that, if you're working in the production industry, you should always aim to do that, arrive a half hour early. You know, so I was there. There wasn't really much happening with my department. You know, I didn't even see my department head. I see this guy. I see him working, and I see that there's something to do. So I go over to him, and I say, hey, can I help you? And he says, yes, please. And I just started helping him. And it wasn't until, like, somebody from my department said, hey, we got to do things now, is when I told the gentleman, like, hey, I got to go. My department needs me. And he said, cool, that's fine. You know, and you're right. Like, you gotta find out when it's appropriate to help. Because the also another side of that coin is that you don't want to be Superman. You want to help out, but you don't want to be Superman. If any department needs help, but they have their people and they're working on it, like, let them do their work. And even though you might say to yourself, oh, I know this, I know that, like, just you weren't hired for that. Big thing I believe in is the phrase, know your role. Know what you were hired for, and do that. And if you can help out without impeding on anybody else, then go ahead and do that. People appreciate it and people notice it, but just know what you're there for. Talking on that, you know, I remember when I was on a photo shoot, I was assisting and we were doing, it was kind of like a catalog thing. There was this one particular stylist that was there, and he had way too much to say. I mean, he didn't own the brand. It wasn't his job to be guarding the brand for whatever kind of image. It was just his job to make sure that the product looked good. And this guy ran back the production. You know, we had to do extra time. And, you know, it was just one of these situations where know your role. Like, no one to be quiet. No one to shut up.
So, yeah, I'd agree with that. And especially if you're make the mistake of impeding on yourself, or on, you know, if you're there with a boss and you're just, you don't want to look like you're trying to jump ship to something else, to like a whole different department. So, yeah, you know, it's one thing to like, hey, do you need a hand picking up some extra bags or whatever when you're like walking out? But it's a whole other thing to be like, hey, let me throw my hat into the ring, and I'm here for lighting, but your art direction or something like that.
Right, exactly. Just, you know what you were there for. And, you know, there are times when it's good to speak. So, I mean, there's so many eyes and people have their minds in so many different places that sometimes things are just so blaringly obvious that it's good for someone to say something. And what I mean by that is this. I was helping out camera department on a reality thing that was happening in Universal. And, you know, cameraman had to worry about this, that, and the other. And then the producer was also there trying to get this guest to do a good interview. And it was one of these things where the producer went through the whole interview the cameraman forgot to press record. He checked focus. Lighting was good. And he said, okay, go. He didn't press record. And at that point, it's good to be vigilant in that, you know, are the basic things of what's supposed to be happening happening at this moment? Is it recording? Is there a light that went off? Is there something that's, you know, blaringly – something that's happening in the background that shouldn't be happening in the background? You know what I mean? There's a time and a place to speak up. But again, you have to learn that with experience working.
And how do you gain experience?
Well, that is the $100 question, isn't it?
Well, I could tell you. It's easy. It's one word. Mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you learn. And that's how you get the experience, is by making mistakes, and lots of them.
I've been screamed at on set, you know, a couple of times. But, you know, those instances, you know, it was good that that happened, because now I know what I should be doing and what I shouldn't be doing. I myself made the mistake. I didn't know my role. I went to do something that the grip department should have done, that I knew I could do. I didn't see them there doing it. So I went ahead and did it. And one of the grips took me aside and said, you can't do that. Like, that's why we're here. And he was right. You know, it's like, that wasn't my role that day. I shouldn't have done that. Yes, I could have done that. But what I should have done is gone to the grip department and said, hey, they need this. They need you to do it now. And they would have come and done it. And I learned it the hard way, but I learned it.
Nobody likes to find out that they're not doing their job, especially if they're not told or they missed something. You know, everybody makes mistakes. So, yeah, I could totally see that being a problem. I know from personal experience that, you know, having people go over your head and just doing it, or having people go over your head to your boss without even, like, coming to you first, is very frustrating.
Oh, yeah. And the other part of that, too, is that, like, you kind of have to be there at all times, and sometimes – people aren't there all the time, and so it gets to be that situation where it's like, why aren't you here? I know you're supposed to be doing this, but why aren't you here? You need to be here. And, you know, you just got to let things play out and remember why you were hired to be there. Do what you can do, and then let it be, and that's it.
So, Ferdy, what does your dreams of the future look like?
My dreams of the future are to have my name on that silver screen in the credits. I'm looking to definitely be a part of the lighting department. I want to start as a grip, which I'm already doing. I'm gripping a few things here and there. Work my way up to an electrician, then work my way up to a gaffer, and then a director of photography, and really be a part of that movie making process. And it's something that I truly enjoy. And lighting is one of those things where it's creative, but it's also technical at the same time, which is an aspect that I really like. Like, I like knowing what I can do, what I cannot do, and it's concrete. And you know, you have to learn a lot of different tools that they have available, and that's something that I enjoy.
Now, in order to achieve that, are you looking at possibly moving away from Tampa?
It's always been something that I've been considering, to move away, you know, from Tampa, to go to either Atlanta or to go to LA, or even there's a lot of production in Louisiana. You know, it's just one of those things where I'm not absolutely sure if I've exhausted all of my avenues of possible opportunity. It's just one of those things where there's not a clear accomplish A, B, and C, you will get X position. Accomplish C, you will get whatever position. You know, it's kind of, you just work your butt off, hope that someone recognizes it, which most of the time they will. And then when a spot opens up, they'll remember you. They say, you know what? That Ferdy guy, he was pretty good. Why don't we call him back, and he's going to be good to have on set? You always want to make sure that you're an asset in whatever you do. You want people to want you at all times. You gotta come up with something. You know, it's either that guy's the best worker, or that guy knows this, and this really well. We need to have him on. You know, something that puts you just a step up above from everybody else to break out of the pack.
Well, I mean, you're very passionate about what you do, so I know it's tough to figure out, like, oh, if I move away, what's my life going to be like, and be away from my family and all that. So I know it's a very tough decision. Plus, you'd be moving away from Disney.
Right. I would be. But, you know, that's fine. I can always come down. But, you know, I feel like so right now I'm in between. Either I go to where the pastures are supposedly greener and I have to start all over again, which is fine. I don't mind putting in the extra work. But, you know, I could be close here. And that's something that when you work in this industry, you just kind of have to cross your fingers and hope for the best. And you just – you do the best that you possibly can and you wait for your opportunity. You know, like any musician, like any actor, you wait for your breaking moment. And when it comes, you strike while the iron's hot and you work it and you make a name for yourself in the business. Your name will be getting thrown around and you'll be getting work all the time and you'll just be living your life.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the goal. Pursuing your dream is to not give up on it, because you never know what tomorrow might bring. What, you know, what phone call, what text message, what Facebook friend, LinkedIn, whatever.
Yep.
Could be just waiting around the corner. What person you met 6 months, 8 months, 2 years ago that happened to have your card, and all of a sudden they happen to have a need for somebody that of your expertise.
Exactly. And you never know what's going to happen. And, you know, you're going to be thrown into situations where you might not be comfortable with what you're doing, but just do it. And at the end of the day, it's not about advancing for yourself, but in terms of when you're working, especially on like a production kind of thing, it's just about getting the job done. And everybody's there to work together and not to, you know, like go over the other guy and, you know, make sure that you get noticed and not the other guy. You know, and whenever I'm on set, like sometimes I've been on a set where it's like that and all the PAs are rushing to, you know, bring a bottle of water to the production manager or whatever, or bring something to the director and get noticed by the director. But that just turns me off, because that's not going to get you anywhere. You just got to do what you're there to do. And, you know, you're going to look stupid if you're one of those three people that's rushing to the director with a bottle of water. Like, only one person needs to do that. So if somebody says they got it, just let them have it. And I'm sure there'll be another opportunity for you to get your FaceTime with that person if that's what you really wanted. Or you can just talk to them and say, this is who I am. This is what I want to do. Could you help me? How could I get you to help me? You know, just you got to open up that line of communication and see where it goes from there.
Yeah, some of the best things you can get out of life are just by asking.
Yes, you never know unless you ask. And it doesn't hurt to ask.
Ferdy, is there any last thoughts you'd like to share?
Last thoughts would be, work your ass off and you'll get noticed. And just keep on doing your thing. Make sure that you're passionate about it, that you care about it. You'll get your time.
I'd love for you to let people know how they can connect with you and all your websites and, you know, check out all your great photography.
Sure. My website is fernandojphoto.com. If you want to connect with me via email, it's fernando@fernandojphoto.com. And, you know, if you ever have any questions about anything, how anything works, I'll be more than happy to help you, because if it wasn't for other people being nice and teaching me things, I wouldn't know as much. So I'm all about paying it forward, and you should be too.
Wow, awesome. Yeah, I'll have all them in the show notes at howtodream.co so people can find it and connect with you.
Fantastic.
Well, Ferdy, I really appreciate you taking the time to come on today, and I hope that people do go check out your work, because it is very good, and I hope that they enjoy it. And, you know, if anybody needs a photographer in the area, I mean, you do freelance work, right?
I do freelance work indeed.
So there you go, people.
Call me.
All right. Well, Ferdy, I'd love to have you on the show again in, you know, 6 months to a year and see how you're making out.
Oh, yeah, man. I'd love to be on the show and, you know, give whatever kind of words of wisdom I can. Because like I said, it's all about paying it forward. You always got to help the guy that's coming up.
Definitely. Definitely, definitely, definitely. All right. Well, thank you again.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers Podcast. Follow us on Twitter @DreamersPodcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/DreamersPodcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co.
This is Mickey, and I hope you have a magical day. See you real soon, pal.